History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were teasing Sienna that she basically married her dad because we're realizing that her husband, Ivan, is so much like your dad. It's uncanny. His demeanor, they're both extroverts. We haven't met one person, them meeting in our circle and media that don't like your dad or your husband. They're so much alike. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I guess I've seen it, but I never would have put it into terms of I've married my father. So for you guys to bring that to me is kind of crazy.
Is that not how you would have thought about it, though, in the beginning of, like, I want to marry someone like my dad?
I guess, yeah. I mean, the way he treated me growing up. So it's like I would want someone to hold that standard. But yeah, I never was like, I married my dad. You know what I mean?
Did you keep your bell?
Keep my bell?
Yeah, when you're growing up, you just rang your bell and your dad, like, yes, God. Yes, mija, yes, princess.
I wish I would have had one of those. Wow.
What a privilege.
What a great idea.
Sorry, Ivan.
Oh, Ivan's cooked.
Sorry, buddy. So, I married my dad's stories. We told you to give us a call.
602-805-0101.
Looks like we got Andrew in Phoenix tapping in. Andrew, what's your story?
It just so happens that I am just like her father. We hit it off from the get-go. We have maybe a little too much in common, but we have a great relationship.
Okay. So did she realize that you are like her dad, or do you realize that she basically married her dad?
You know, I'm sure that she knew about it before I did, but I just looked up one day and, you know, we're both kind of hippie, deadhead types, play guitar.
Play guitar.
Okay. Thanks for painting that picture.
Hey, now I got a visual what you look like.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
yeah. Hair past the shoulders, just like him.
Okay. Any other similarities?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We both have a strange passion for Indian food. So we make and eat a lot of curry.
Okay. So
yeah.
Hippie.
Long hair.
curry loving brothers. All right.
Okay. All over the board with that.
Yeah.
Okay. It's very strange. It's uncanny, really. But, you know, it's kind of perfect that the woman I love, you know, her dad is one of my better friends. How cool is that?
That's cool. Awesome. That's pretty cool that you guys get along like that. Because I feel like your husband and your dad get along great, Sienna.
Yeah, they're, you know, two pals, as JD would say.
I would say two peas in a pod.
Oh, my bad. Two peas in a pod. Yeah. Whenever we have family gatherings, they're always drinking together and just chopping it up. So,
yeah. Do you and your father-in-law just pick up the banjo and just start like doing Grateful Dead songs while you're eating tikka masala?
Oh. Well, it's more like while we should be making tikka masala.
Right.
She ends up making it all.
Right.
I'm not going to let you get away with that banjo joke. I really didn't appreciate that.
That is very unique, though. Like, if you got with a guy and you happen to play guitar and kind of have this hippie look and you like that type of music and, like, weirdly, you love Indian food and so does your dad. I feel like she really did fall in love with her dad.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. A little bit.
I feel as a woman, that'd be a turnoff too. Be like, okay, you're way too similar to my dad.
Yeah, with the things you listed, it is very niche. So I would kind of be a little weirded out. I'm not going to lie. But I guess it's a happy coincidence. So everyone's happy at dinner and stuff.
Here's the big question. Who does she really call daddy? Is it you or her dad?
Hey, I'm not going to say that one on the air.
That's pretty straightforward, man.
Yeah. Are you in a happy relationship, most importantly?
Yeah, it's really good.
Okay.
It's really
good. Do you guys drive a VW van, like the old 1968 vans and stuff like that?
Oh, I wish.
Of course you do.
Those older cars get better mileage, am I right?
Yeah.
All right.
So does his wife. Does your wife have a problem knowing at this point that she indeed married her dad?
You know, I think it's a comfort thing for her. I think she feels safe.
Okay.
Okay, that's a good way to look at it. Yeah.
Right. All right. For any hippies listening right now, what's your favorite hippie go-to song to play with your father-in-law?
Ooh, right now we're on a big Billy Strings kick, so.
Billy Strings.
Okay, hold on. I'll Google.
Are you punching Billy Strings?
Yeah. Okay, so this is kind of newer because he's 33, unless he just was big back in the day. He's a Grammy award-winning guitarist and singer.
Oh.
I mean, you know the album So Much for Goodbyes, right? That was huge in our house. Oh, guess the sign.
Libra.
He's a Libra.
He's a Libra.
Oh,
I like him. I love him already.
Yep. Okay. Okay.
All right. On the board, Billy String.
Billy String.
We're going to add that to the playlist. She had to be weirded out at some point, like, oh my God, I married my dad.
Yeah. Like, I tried to escape this.
Yeah. Oh, that's way too much.
I think she's always been a daddy's girl, you know? So was it weird for her? I don't know. Maybe it's a little weird for me, you know? But at the end of the day, again, I'm just happy that everyone gets along. You know, the classic, oh no, the in-laws are in town.
Right, right.
You know, that type of thing.
Seriously, I just really want to know who she calls daddy. But, you know, that's either here nor there. We'll let you get back to Billy Strings there. And thank you for calling and sharing the story.
Well, thank you, brother.
All right, go fly a kite. All right, talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
602-805-0101. You married your father. How's that? I want to hear from some ladies. Ladies calling in, okay? Appreciate you, Andrew, for the call. Your call, ladies, up next. Morning Mess.
How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.